Hello, my beloved, and welcome to our final session together. This has been a beautiful journey, and hopefully you found some value, some tools, and in this process, you have freed your soul through the second meditation of the day. Meditation is a beautiful journey, and the fact that you're here right now means you have a practice. And so let me share some suggestions, or what I consider best practices, on the second meditation of the day. In lesson one, we explored the let go meditation. In lesson two, metta meditation. Lesson three, a body scan. Lesson four, healing your heart. Lesson five, taking that heart healing and flowing it through our expression center and awakening your voice. In lesson six, we brought liberation, moksha, into our practice. Lesson seven, the ho'oponopono, I'm sorry, please forgive me, thank you, I love you. In lesson eight, we practiced double tonglen, a powerful energy exchange. In lesson nine, we fully scanned our entire physiology, energy, psychology, and physical body to heal it through witnessing and accepting. And in lesson 10, we awaken the goddess Tara. We awaken the protector, the defender, the nourisher that rests inside. And so now you have 10 very powerful tools to help you heal physically, energetically, emotionally, and spiritually. And I am so grateful to be here with you. I'm so grateful that we get to journey together into stillness and silence. And I'm so grateful to Insight Timer for creating this platform, this beautiful spiritual sandbox that we all get to play in together. You've learned the importance and the benefit of the second meditation of the day. And right here, in this moment, you are the evidence of its power. And so let me share with you some of these best practices. Feel free to tap into any one of these at any time. But you'll really feel that release, that processing, that catharsis, that letting go, that will allow you to take some pressure off, have a reset, and allow everything that doesn't serve you to drift away. Ideally, this is sometime between 2 and 6. If you can carve out whether it's 10 minutes or 30 minutes, anywhere in that space for your healing, this is not selfish, this is self-care. This is an opportunity for you to truly, fully release anything not nourishing. So see if you can find that time somewhere between 2 and 6. Now these meditations are so soothing and so healing that you may be tempted to use this as the meditation that you use to fall asleep. But I would encourage you, see if you can move it just a little closer to before you have dinner. And that way you sit down at the dinner table, fully released, energetically pure and whole. Now, 10 days alone, I'm sure you're already feeling the power. But if we really want to do this, we need to do it for 56 days. We need to roll through our process of the second meditation of the day to heal ourselves physically, emotionally, spiritually, and neurologically. The evidence says 8 weeks of this practice will transform you. So if you're already feeling just a little bit, just a flicker of that healing, maybe a little less suffering, perhaps a little less pain, perhaps you're making better decisions. And perhaps you can finally sleep at night then don't let up. Keep leaning in 56 days in a row. And I would encourage you to post. Inside Timers created this beautiful platform for us to communicate back and forth. So with each day that you do a practice, show up, post it, and I'll respond. And especially if you're going to go for 56 days, I want to be there with you to root for you every step of the way and hang on there with you. And we will transform the world by transforming ourselves, you and I. So if you have suffered from chronic pain, emotional turbulence, sadness, irritation, frustration, burnout, overwhelm, if there's a weight on you that just won't lift, or maybe you're just carrying energy that's not yours, just trust this process. It's a 56-day process. So we have 10 powerful meditations, and feel free to roll through them or find a favorite and do that 56 times. But if we can make that commitment to ourselves, you will heal. I'm rooting for you. I want you to heal. And I know that just by you showing up, you will experience this newfound lightness of being, this powerful transformation. It doesn't matter which one you use, but carving out time for the second one of the day will make a powerful shift. So show up anywhere between 2 and 6. And again, if you're like, nah, can't do it, okay, then pick your time, whatever works. You know my philosophy. And let's stay connected. And I hope to hear from you and see you along the journey. I'm in your front row, and I know that your heart is opening every single day. And I know that together you and I will transform the world as we transform ourselves. From the sweet spot of the universe, this is David G. Sending you love, sending you strength, sending you healing. And I hope our connection is forever. Namaste.